Settle the Score by Lala Lartia. Harry rolled his eyes as he walked into the small kitchen area of their office space. It was just his luck that of all the people in the DML, Theo Knott had to be standing in the kitchen when he wanted to get his plate filled up with some appetizers and a fresh bottle of beer from the cold cabinet. "Potter," Knott greeted him coldly. "Knott," Harry replied, hardly acknowledging the man despite having to squeeze past him to reach the counter. It was truly ridiculous that the kitchen was this small, considering how many of them worked here. And it was just like the insufferable brat to stay where he was instead of moving to the side, so Harry could get the things he was clearly after. "Do you mind?" "Do I mind that you had to come in here and disturb my peace and quiet at this obligatory Christmas get-together? Just a tiny bit," Knott spat at Harry, refusing to move even an inch, and therefore still blocking Harry's access to the food and drinks. "Listen, while it is obligatory for all Aurors to show up at this party, it's been going on for long enough that you can leave without anyone blaming you," Harry replied curtly, narrowing his eyes when he noticed Theo swaying slightly as he pushed himself off the counter. "And apparently also long enough for you to get drunk." He sniffed indignantly. Of course Knott would get drunk at a work function. He wasn't sure what it was that made him detest Knott as much as he did. Well, apart from the fact that Harry felt like the man had gotten off far too lightly after the war, only to become a model Auror, showcased by the Ministry as redemption personified. He'd wrapped everyone around his little finger in the 15 years that had passed since the trials. These days, even Ron thought Harry was being too harsh in his opinion about Knott. Apparently, his best friend had learned to appreciate the arsehole's quick wit and clever mind. Harry just didn't understand why Knott insisted on being so out there with all his goodness. Draco Malfoy had found redemption after the war as well, but at least he'd had the good manners to be quiet about it. He didn't feel the need to parade around the streets of Wizarding London in his perfectly starched Auror robes and had the decency to just do his job as a healer at St. Mungo's. It might also be possible that Harry liked Draco better because of their, be it short-lived, romance right after they'd both finished their training. They'd managed to stay friends, and Harry kept fond memories of magnificent blowjobs in various supply cabinets, both at the Ministry and St. Mungo's.
"I'm not drunk,"
Knott shot back at him, finally moving out of Harry's way, yet still not out of the kitchen.
"Oh, of course not. How could I think that? A perfect model or a Knott wouldn't dream of getting drunk at work, now would he?" "Why, fuck you, Potter. I don't know what your problem with me is, but don't you think it's time to at least act civil around me? The war's been over for more than 15 years. Get the fuck over it."
After those words, Knott stormed out of the kitchen in the direction of the locker room. The wise thing to do for Harry would be to take his food and his beer and get back to the party. Maybe it was that he'd had one beer too many. Maybe Knott had riled him up that tiny bit too much. Or maybe it was just because Harry was an idiot. But instead of doing the wise thing, he dropped his plate and went after the man. The door slammed against the wall when Harry pushed it further open, as it was on its way to fall shut after Knott's entry.
"Get the fuck over it!" Harry yelled, his eyes darting through the half-dark room wildly to locate the culprit. "And how do you suggest I do that? Do you want me to just forget about being on the run for months, having so many loved ones killed and dying myself?"
He huffed as he found Knott in front of his personal locker in the far corner of the room, right next to the rough brick wall. The tall man turned around and gazed at Harry with an unimpressed look in his eyes.
"If you think for 1 minute I'm daft enough to believe that silly rumor about you dying at the battle, you're even more of an idiot than I already thought you were," he drawled, twirling his wand between his fingers. "It's not a rumor," Harry spat. "But why do I even care to explain it all to you? You, with your incredible aura qualities, and your stupidly round ass that fills out your uniform trousers as if they were cut to your body, and your idiotic brown eyes that resemble those of a puppy, and that hair. What even is your hair? It's curly, and it looks as if you just got out of bed, but there's never a strand even a millimeter out of place."
Knott arched an eyebrow as Harry stalked closer.
"And those legs of yours, Merlin, they seem to go on for miles. What kind of stupid charms do you cast on yourself every morning to look like that?"
"Been paying attention to my looks, then?" Knott inquired, looking intrigued
as Harry came to stand right in front of him. "And liking what you see, if I understand correctly." "I don't like you," Harry hissed, narrowing his eyes when Nott chuckled. "Oh, I'm sure you don't, Potter. But it sounds a lot like you appreciate how I look. What did you say? Legs that go on for miles? A round arse that fills out my trousers? Puppy eyes? And meticulously styled hair? Yes, I think that was it." "I hate you," Harry hissed, lifting his hands to press against Nott's shoulders, wanting to press him up against the wall, intending to show him how much so. He pushed, but Nott grabbed his wrists in a quick reflex, causing Harry to fall against his body and... Merlin. That body felt even better than it looked. It was hard, strong muscle rippling underneath the pale skin, yet also soft, cushioning Harry's fall in a rather... interesting manner. "I hate you," he whispered again, gaze darting from Nott's eyes to his slightly parted lips and back before he crashed his mouth against Nott's. He expected Nott to push him away, and for a second that appeared to be what was going to happen as his fingers gripped tighter around Harry's wrists. But then he pulled, and his lips parted further, his tongue escaping his mouth as it pushed inside Harry's, and Merlin and Morgana, it felt good. Vaguely, Harry registered his cock stirring in his pants as he pressed his body closer until they were touching from hip to shoulder. He pushed back against Nott's tongue, refusing to let the other man have the upper hand in this whatever it was. One of Nott's hands dropped from Harry's wrist, and Harry jolted when it reappeared on his arse, squeezing the muscle through his jeans. The combination of his jolt and Nott's movement resulted in their hips being pressed even closer together and, oh, fuck, fuckity fucking fuck. It seemed like Harry's cock wasn't the only one getting interested in this exchange. That knowledge only made it worse. Blood rushed to his cock so quickly, filling it up to full hardness, that Harry felt slightly lightheaded. Nott squeezed again, harder and longer this time, and Harry's moan mixed with Nott's between their lips. "You're such a prick," Nott told him in hushed tones as he pulled away, a small thread of spit dangling between their mouths until it broke. "All I ever wanted when we first started working together was to be your friend. Everyone wants to be your friend, but you're all up on your high horse, feeling superior to me, and I should have let it slide, forget about it. But instead I just want you." "I don't feel superior to you," Harry muttered in reply, the words coming out breathy, and they were out before he registered the rest of Nott's words. "Wait, you want me? Despite myself, despite how you act around me, I still want you, yes. I'm apparently some kind of masochist." Harry smirked, his mind already going places unsuitable for his workplace locker room at that idea. "You still want me, even though I hate you," Harry said. "You seem to want me, even though you claim to hate me," Nott replied. "But honestly, are we going to continue this stint, or are you going to blabber on about how stupid I am, and how weird it is that we somehow seem to want each other? Because if it's the latter, I'm going to do as I planned and go home, if you don't mind." Instead of finding the right words to reply, Harry surged forward, capturing Nott's lips in a searing, hungry kiss. Now that his hands were freed from Nott's grip, he slid them down from his shoulders, over his chest that still felt defined under the woolen jumper he was wearing. The heel of his hand rubbed small circles over his pecs, pressing into the wool where he guessed Nott's nipples were, and judging from the sounds Nott made, he wasn't too far off. Nott's own hands traveled from Harry's arse to his hips, squeezing gently as he pulled Harry close again, their hips falling together and their cocks finding the most delicious friction as they rubbed together, even through the thick layers of their work trousers. "Fuck," Harry gasped. His cock pulsed out a bead of pre-cum against the soft cotton of his pants, making it stick against his foreskin when he tilted his pelvis. "Yeah." Nott's hands found their way under Harry's shirt, untucking it from his waistband. His fingers felt cold and feather-light on Harry's flushed skin, leaving goosebumps in their wake. When he started tugging on the soft, curly hair of Harry's happy trail, Harry felt like he couldn't stay behind for a minute longer. He pushed Nott's jumper up and let his fingers dance across his abdomen, before following the strip of hair down to his belt buckle. He clumsily worked the belt open, loosening it before he started on the buttons of his fly. Harry had always thought those buttons looked fancy and distinguished, but now he hated them with a fiery passion. His fingers fumbled to push them through their holes, and every second his access to Nott's crotch was delayed was one too many. "Come on," he grunted, tugging harshly on the fabric of Nott's fly until Nott swatted his hands away and opened his trousers himself. Nott laughed lowly, the kind of laughter that Harry had always found annoying to no end, but now he couldn't help but laugh along. Especially when Nott's hands easily undid Harry's trousers in one swift movement, pulling the plackets apart before shoving one hand inside. Harry hissed at Nott's cold fingers gripping his cock through the cotton of his pants, both at the cold and the touch itself. "Nott," Harry moaned, gripping the open fabric of his trousers to pull him closer and turn them around so Nott's back was facing the middle of the locker room. "Merlin, at least call me Theo," Nott replied, following easily when Harry guided him backwards until the backs of his knees hit the wooden bench that stood there. "I don't fancy fucking someone who can't even bring himself to use my first name." "Fine," Harry acknowledged. "Theo. But only if you call me Harry." Harry shivered at the thought of some of his past dates shortly after the war, who insisted on calling him by his full name while they fucked, as if they wanted to remind themselves they had bedded the famous war hero. "Sit," he murmured, nipping at Theo's bottom lip. He grinned when Theo happily obliged after pushing his trousers and pants down to his knees, and bit his lip before dropping down to his knees between Theo's legs. Theo's cock was proudly standing, inviting him to take it into his mouth, and Harry was more than happy to take it up on the offer. Without hesitation, he leaned forward, stuck his tongue out, and let Theo's cock rest on it. He loved the weight of a thick cock on his tongue. The anticipation blooming in his stomach always riled him up more than anything. Theo leaned back on his hands, tilting his head back as Harry moved forward, taking the head of Theo's cock between his lips as he pressed his tongue up against the ridge of Theo's foreskin. He let his tongue slide around, licking and sucking at Theo's cock, and preening at the noises he evoked from the other man. "I wouldn't have thought you'd be this good at it," Theo taunted, a devious glint visible in his eyes when Harry looked up. Harry narrowed his eyes, rising to the challenge, and deliberately relaxed his jaw, taking the entirety of Theo's cock into his mouth. When the head bumped against the back of his throat, he swallowed around it and hummed. "Oh, fuck. You're really good at this," Theo moaned, widening his legs and leaning further back. While he continued sucking around Theo's cock, Harry covered the part he couldn't fit inside his mouth with his fist, squeezing in between short strokes while his other hands disappeared between Theo's legs, rolling his balls between his fingers. "Gods," Theo gasped, when Harry let a finger slip further back, softly stroking the sensitive skin on Theo's perineum. "Gods, Harry."
"Yeah, I'll see you after the holidays."
The door to the locker room swung open, banging against the wall before Harry even registered what was happening.
"Oh, Merlin's saggy balls," Ron exclaimed, rolling his eyes when he took notice of the people currently occupying the locker room.
Harry pulled off Theo's cock with a slurp, unable to move under the gaze of his best friend. From the corner of his eyes, he could see Theo scrambling to pull his pants back up over his wet erection, but he couldn't process it.
"Listen, while I'm very glad the two of you have finally acknowledged your feelings for one another, I really wish you wouldn't have chosen the locker room to resolve the sky-high sexual tension. We all need to change in here and sit on that bench, you know?"
He sighed loudly and marched up to his own locker, resolutely not looking at Theo and Harry in their state of undress and debauchery. He took out some things and put some others inside before slamming the metal door closed.
"Seriously, get a room,"
he mumbled before stomping towards the door again, leaving without another word.
"Your place or mine?" Theo asked, startling Harry.
Somehow he'd expected Ron's interruption to be the end of this, whatever it was, but Theo seemed eager to follow the advice to get a room. Harry looked up at him and swallowed before licking his lips.
"Yours is fine," he muttered, his voice croaky.
Theo shot him a crooked smile and nodded before he stood up to refasten his trousers and belt.
"Flu or apparition?"
"I hate both, so your call."
Theo nodded, retreating to his personal locker to grab his coat before joining Harry again.
"Come on, then."
The walk to the apparition point in the ministry foyer was quick and quiet, although both Harry and Theo were unable to keep both their hands and their eyes off of each other.
Despite Ron's interruption and having to pause their frolicking, Harry's erection hadn't flagged the tiniest bit. And from what he could see through the thick fabric of his trousers, Theo was in the same boat. While they walked, Harry allowed Ron's words to sink in. What did he mean, finally acknowledged your feelings? Ron was well aware of how much Harry detested Theo, so why would he think that Harry actually wanted him? Ron had even told him his obsession with Theo was getting nearly as creepy as his obsession with Draco at Hogwarts, so... Oh. Shit. I'm not sure I actually hate you, Harry told Theo as they stepped into the foyer, only needing to cross the large space before they could finally get out of there. Theo chuckled. Well, I kind of figured that out when you had my cock in your mouth, he said teasingly. But I'm glad, because I don't hate you either, and I already like this a lot more than anything else we've done together in the past 15 years. Harry felt himself flush brightly and opened his mouth to reply something, even if he wasn't quite sure what would come out of his mouth. But before he had the chance, Theo grabbed his elbow and apparated them both out of the ministry and into a small entryway. The room was small but tidy, white walls and a coat rack that held only a few coats, hats, and scarves, with 3 pairs of shoes neatly set underneath. That in itself was a stark contrast with Harry's own hallway. His coat rack was always filled with coats, jackets, hats, and scarves, and his shoes were always a mess underneath. His own house felt like home because of the mess, but he noted that this tidiness didn't make it feel any less homely. If you really want to stay here and look at my coat rack, I won't stop you, Theo interrupted his thoughts. But I'd rather take you to bed, if that's okay with you. Bed, yes, Harry breathed. Please. Theo grinned crookedly at him before he stepped forward to one of the doors and pushed it open, not waiting for Harry to follow him inside. While it was dark in there, Harry could make out that it was Theo's living room, with a large sofa and a TV set up in the corner. Somehow he hadn't expected that. TVs had become rather common among wizards, but still not in pureblood families. This way, Theo called from the other end of the room, making Harry realize he'd stopped. Hurriedly, he followed behind the other man, who had already disappeared into another room. The bed was large, but it wasn't one of those fancy 4-poster beds Harry had come to expect in wizarding homes. He wasn't sure if most people truly liked it that much, if it was tradition, or if it was just a way to keep people's nostalgia for their Hogwarts days alive. "Get out of your head," Theo growled, suddenly right in his face. "If you don't want this anymore, that's totally fine, but tell me now. And if you do, stop thinking and start doing." "I still want it," Harry hastily assured Theo. "And I'm sorry, it's just a lot. To process, I mean." Theo chuckled. "We'll do the processing in the morning." He grabbed Harry's shoulders and turned them around, walking Harry backwards towards the bed while claiming his mouth with a filthy kiss. Harry all but toppled over when his legs hit the mattress, but Theo made sure he landed on the bed, allowing him to shift to the middle before crawling on after him. He looked up at Theo's face as he moved to straddle his hips, his hands on both sides of Harry's shoulders. Theo bit his bottom lip, pulling it between his teeth, and Harry's mouth dropped open as his hips bucked up in anticipation and want. Leaning forward, Theo's breath hit Harry's face, and Merlin Harry wanted. He wanted so much that a soft whine escaped his lips when Theo changed course at the last minute, and instead of landing on Harry's mouth, he ended up on his neck. While he licked and sucked and nibbled at the sensitive flesh, he curved his back, bringing their hips together before he started moving. The friction between their still-clothed cocks was delicious and torturous at the same time. "Please," Harry whimpered. Theo nodded against his neck and fumbled for his wand that was still lodged in his leg holster. After pulling it out, he muttered a spell Harry didn't recognize, and to his astonishment, their clothes disappeared, only to reappear neatly folded on a chair near the window. "Impressive," Harry admitted, right before his breath was stolen away by Theo's hands roaming down his chest and thighs, while his mouth was still wreaking havoc on his neck. Repositioning himself so he was lodged between Harry's thighs, Theo started stroking the inside of Harry's thighs, the feathery touches tickling and burning hot at the same time. Loving how the change of scenery had suddenly put Harry in the receiving position for now, he tried to relax and enjoy the sensations, although he was sure his quivering thighs and quickened breaths were a dead giveaway for how affected he was. When Theo's mouth moved to Harry's chest, his tongue flicking over his nipple, Harry couldn't help the jolt of his hips or the loud moan that escaped him when their cocks brushed together.
Fuck me.
He truly intended it to be a question, and he scrambled to explain that he was fine with anything else, too, but Theo shushed him with a gentle finger to his lips.
I'd love to.
Theo felt around for his wand that had disappeared somewhere in the folds of the crumpled sheets, but Harry decided it was his time to impress now. Wandlessly, he aimed a lubricating spell at Theo's hand, a cleansing spell at his own arse, followed by another lubricating spell for good measure.
Now that's impressive as well, Theo sniggered. Soon you're going to have to elaborate on how and why you learned to do these exact spells wandlessly.
I could explain it to you now, Harry teased. It's not exactly a very complicated Oh! Theo's finger had breached his rim while he was talking, and it felt like almost too much. Most men Harry had been with started with a bit of teasing around the furled skin, massaging it and gently pressing up against the hole, before actually pushing inside, but Theo hadn't bothered with any of it. Without any warning, he pushed his finger inside and made Harry forget how to breathe, let alone speak. He didn't move his finger, though, not until Harry nodded his permission, and even then, he went excruciatingly slow. He fucked just the first phalanx of his pointer finger in and out of Harry, waiting patiently until Harry relaxed enough to add a second finger. Theo went through the entire process of fingering Harry open with an almost sanctimonious reverence. Harry had been reduced to a quivering mess and lost count of how many fingers Theo had pushed inside, only aware of the fact that fireworks went off behind his eyelids each time those fingers pressed against his prostate.
I'm ready, he managed to bring out, finally, when he felt like he could either say something now or come from Theo's fingers alone. And honestly, considering the beauty of his cock, that had to be some sort of crime.
How do you want it?
Theo asked, gently, as he slowly pulled his fingers out. Harry shivered at the feeling of emptiness and felt his arse clench around thin air.
Like this, he replied.
He didn't say that he wanted to watch Theo while they fucked, because that sounded extremely stupid considering how he'd yelled about hating the man earlier in the evening, but that didn't make it less true. He wanted to learn every feature of his face, every expression that gave away how he felt. He wanted to find out what Theo liked and catalog it in the Theo Not folder in his brain. His thoughts were racing with all of that, and Harry surely would have lost himself in it if it hadn't been for that glorious cock entering him. Harry's rim was loose, and he slid inside easily, but still was careful and went slow. Harry threw his head back onto the mattress and pulled his legs up, locking them behind Theo's back to pull him closer, feeling him slide deeper inside. It was magnificent, glorious, and a whole lot of superlatives that Harry couldn't even begin to think of. Theo hit the exact right spot with every thrust, and while he certainly focused on his cock inside of Harry and the thrusting of his hips, he didn't forget to let his hands roam Harry's clammy skin, from his chest to his hips and thighs, or to kiss at Harry's neck and face.
"So good," Harry gasped at a particularly hard thrust. White-hot flames were licking inside of him, and he knew his climax was near.
"I'm going to..."
"Same,"
Theo replied, sounding out of breath, and Harry suddenly noticed that his hips faltered every now and again. In the end, it was Harry who succumbed first, his cum sticky between them when Theo collapsed on top of him only seconds later. Or maybe it was minutes, Harry wasn't sure. Time was weird. He felt like he was floating above the mattress, suspended in time and space, as sappy as that might sound. Even with Theo's weight resting on top of him, he felt light and untethered for the first time in ages.
"That was..."
Theo started, apparently unable to finish his sentence.
"Yeah,"
Harry replied, just as eloquently. He allowed himself to just lie there, waited until the quiver of his muscles stopped. He smiled up at Theo when the freshness of his cleaning spells washed over him, and welcomed him back into his arms when he came back to bed. It should have been weird, probably, but it wasn't. Not to be there, not to feel what he felt, not to fall asleep with Theo Knott in his arms.
"I don't think I ever hated you,"
Harry muttered, squeezing his arms tightly around Theo's torso before letting out a contented sigh. Theo laughed softly.
Good, because I'd like to do this again, preferably on a very regular basis.
Harry hummed. Sounds like a solid plan, or a not.
Shut the fuck up, Potter. Not everyone has an authority kink.
I bet you'd like it if I fucked you while wearing my uniform. Theo scrambled upwards, dislodging Harry's arms in the process.
That still doesn't mean I've...
He sighed as he registered Harry's mischievous expression.
Ugh, you're an idiot.
Harry grinned and pulled him close again, letting his eyes slip closed as they burrowed into the sheets together.
But I'd like it if you were my idiot, he heard Theo whisper from somewhere far away.
Harry smiled with closed eyes. That sounded like one hell of a plan.